This is Jordan Sekulo. We're fighting back a new attempt to delete faith in the U.S. military.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
Get ready to go a little old school, folks, because we are fighting the Military Religious Freedom Foundation and, you know, their group's leader, Mikey Weinstein, who has just a deep animus for all things religious and specifically the Christian faith in the military. And now he's after the Chaplain's Corps in a display in a museum on an Air Force base in Alabama. We are fighting back because, again, you do not let these go unanswered, these attacks on faith in the military, and specifically here, the chaplain's flag is at issue. So we are going to, and I said it's going to be old school, get a petition campaign going right now. If you go to aclj.org, you can sign the petition. Joining with us, we've got the letter. It has been sent to the commander of the base in Alabama. Specifically, I've got this in my hands right now via overnight delivery service to Major General Michael D. Rothenstein. Again, this is at Maxwell Gunter Air Force Base. It is a part of a museum exhibit for enlisted service members. So it's a staff sergeant chaplain who is this museum part is about. And the whole museum is about enlisted service members in the Air Force during the Korean War. So it's not just a chaplain's museum. So we are going to get to that in just a second. You can sign the petition online at aclj.org because you can't take these for granted, that the Air Force won't just bow down and say, we don't want controversy, we'll just take off, you know, we'll remove this chaplain's flag, which is different from the Christian flag. The chaplain's flag is blue and white, and it represents, has different faith groups represented. So for Christians, it, of course, is the cross. For other faith groups, I believe for Judaism, it's the Torah. And there's many other faiths that have their chaplain's flag, Buddhist, Muslims, Hindus. But I did want to let you all know, we talked yesterday about this move by the deep state to try and appoint its own successor at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And then when President Trump appointed the acting director as Mick Mulvaney, who has been confirmed as already as the director of the Office of Management and Budget for the White House, that new director at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau sued in federal court. Well, guess what? They lost. The U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly denied a bid by Leandra English. She was part of the deep state, the Obama holdover, an employee at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau who claims to be acting director, from blocking White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as acting head of the agency. So again, the president, of course, is able to appoint directors and acting directors of executive branch agencies, not the people who quit their job. They don't get to appoint their successors just because they may be in line for that next position. That is the president's role if he so chooses. And the district court has quickly, again, sided with what is right. That is a win against the deep state. But I imagine this will be appealed. So, again, the battle will continue. But it is a big loss for the deep state. And, again, it's good to see that happen quickly in federal court. Wes, I want to go right to, we're going to talk North Korea as well. Congressman Steve Russell is on the Armed Services Committee. He's going to be joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast to talk about this intercontinental ballistic missile launch from North Korea that could, experts are saying, could reach anywhere in the United States, this missile. We're going to have him on to discuss that and U.S. response. We've got Wes Smith, who is a retired colonel with the U.S. Army, joining us as well, a senior military analyst here at the ACLJ. Wes, just very quickly, explain what this display is about on this Air Force base in Alabama.
Right. It's at the Enlisted Heritage Research Institute, which is a museum at Maxwell Air Force Base, which is where they have the U.S. Air Force Air University. And it is part of a larger display, as you said earlier. It's a display commemorating the Korean War, which started on June 25th, 1950. And so in this display, there are several mannequins. There is this one mannequin wearing a chaplain assistant's uniform that's there, but it is commemorating all of the different service people in the Korean War, one of whom happens to be a chaplain assistant. And of course, Mikey Weinstein and the MRFF are trying to make a big deal out of it.
Amazing story about what this chaplain assistant did. We'll tell you that story when we come back from the break. Remember, folks, a petition to save this display, Religious Faith Under Attack in the Military. Go to aclj.org, sign the petition now.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Give us a call. What do you think about this? 1-800-684-3110. You remember Mikey Weinstein from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. I think it's better called the Military Anti-Religious Freedom Foundation. He is demanding that the Air Force, on one of its bases in Alabama, remove the chaplain's flag from its Korean War display. It's a museum on this base dedicated to enlisted members of the U.S. Air Force. So not officers, but enlisted members who served during the Korean War. And it shows different types of people: radio operators. One happens to be a chaplain, a specific chaplain, actually, with a story behind it. And in that display is the chaplain's flag, which gets issued in the chaplain's kit when you are deployed. So every chaplain, regardless of what faith you represent, gets the right flag for the faith you do represent. This chaplain did happen to be a Christian chaplain, so they have a flag like he would have had in this display. And it is now under attack by Mikey Weinstein. He wants it taken down by the Air Force. He has sent a nasty gram letter to the Air Force base commander. I'm holding it in my hand. And folks, this is one of those situations where if you don't respond, sometimes, especially we've seen the Air Force, they just say, we don't want controversy, we'll just take the flag down. Here is just a piece of what Mikey wrote in his letter. Quote, "The evil here is not only does this travesty appear to be a fake exhibit." Now, he's saying that because the flag is not the original flag that was in the Korean War, but the uniform that they have is. So, I mean, it's, again, like old, many museum exhibits. You take what you have that is the original, and you supplement it with the things that are like the originals there for the display. So he goes on, "The evil here is not only does this travesty appear to be a fake exhibit, but one which is used to illegally promote the dominance, exceptionalism, and superiority of Christianity, the very thing that the Establishment Clause and AFI 1-1 incontrovertibly prohibit." That, of course, is the Air Force regulation. First of all, the military has chaplains, Wes. Second, there is a story, and I think it's compelling. It's why people are going to sign this petition to protect not only this chaplain's flag in this specific museum and the Air Force base in Alabama, but it's about protecting religious liberty under these assaults from people like Mikey Weinstein and his groups on our military bases, on our members who serve, because there is a compelling story behind why this staff sergeant who was an assistant or chaplain?
Chaplain assistant,
not that main chaplain, because this is a museum for enlisted men and women who are in the Air Force. There's a story behind why he is specific, his uniform is in the We have the picture. We can show it to our Facebook and Periscope audience. We've got it online in the blog at aclj.org. But there's a reason why, again, he is being specifically honored.
Right, right. This display about the Korean War, and as you said, there are different mannequins and different displays, medics, radio operators, what have you. The reason they even included a chaplain assistant in this enlisted display regarding the Korean War is that Staff Sergeant Mike Strang, was a real hero during the war. He and his chaplain, Chaplain Bladestill, risked their lives and their careers to rescue literally thousands of Korean War orphans in the winter of 1950 and 1951. He was the chaplain assistant. The flag that is next to the mannequin with the chaplain assistant's uniform is the same chapel flag that they used back during the Korean War. The Air Force has updated there slightly, but the Army, for example, the flag that I was issued is just like the one in the photograph. But during the Korean War, the Air Force also used that flag. And as you said, if you're a Muslim, you would have a crescent on a blue background, and you would have the Torah. If you're Jewish, you have a cross. If you're Christian, whether you're Protestant or Catholic. So this is there not because they're trying to honor the chaplain corps or to honor this chaplain assistant, but it's because what this chaplain and chaplain assistant did. During that winter, during the Korean War, there was an estimated 6,000 small children ranging in age from 3 months to 11 years old on the streets of Seoul, Korea, while communist forces were encircling the city. They eventually took Seoul temporarily, the communist forces did. And so Staff Sergeant Strang, the chaplain assistant, and his chaplain felt like they had to do something. And so they got some volunteers, they got food, they got medicine, they found temporary shelter for these thousands of orphans. And then when they realized that the communists were going to retake the city, this young chaplain assistant with his chaplain went out to an airfield and sweet-talked, if you will, 16 pilots and 16 cargo planes to fly these children to safety. Then they went back into Seoul to get the children. It's a horrible winter day, and they had to get the children transported from Seoul back to the airfield. And so this chaplain, who was a lieutenant colonel at the time, went up to a truck convoy and pulled rank, which technically a chaplain does not have the authority to commandeer a truck convoy. Chaplain Bladestill and Staff Sergeant Strang did. All of these truck drivers dropped what they were doing, and they transported thousands of Korean orphans, little babies and small children, to this airfield to fly them to safety. They were 2 hours late getting to the airfield, and the planes waited on them. And so these two men, Staff Sergeant Strang and Chaplain Bladestill, were responsible for saving thousands of Koreans, young children, during the war. The display at Maxwell Gunter Air Force Base is a Korean War display, and because that was such a huge event during the war, that's why the chaplain assistant display is there, not because he was a chaplain assistant. He happened to be a chaplain assistant. He saved thousands of lives.
And so again, folks, misplaced anger, of course, and total misunderstanding of the law from Mikey Weinstein. But this is what I want to hear from you today on the show at 1-800-684-3110. I know we have a lot of listeners who are veterans, active duty, family, who have members who are serving or have served our country. How important is it to you for us at the ACLJ to keep fighting for religious liberty in the U.S. Armed Forces? Because I will tell you, time after time, it comes under attack. It doesn't matter which administration's in control. It comes at, it goes from these groups, and they go right to the commanders on the base. And what they're trying to do, just like the other atheist kind of groups do, is they try to say, hey, do this, and we won't file a lawsuit. Do this, and we won't make any noise about it. Do what we ask, and you have nothing to worry about, and no one will really care. And too often, we see, whether it's at the military or a city council meeting or a town, them saying, okay, fine, we don't agree with you, but we'll just do what you say, even though you represent no one but yourself and maybe a few people, and so we'll do what you say. And at the ACLJ, we say, no, you're not going to just do what we say. Let's fight back. We're going to get the facts to you. We've already got the letter sent to the commander of the base here in the base in Alabama, and we want you to add your name to the petition. We want at least 200,000 people so we can update the commander of that base and say, by the way, 200,000 or more Americans want you to maintain this display the way it is intended to be displayed honoring this chaplain's assistant who saved those thousands of children's lives during the Korean War, Korean children's life. So, folks, call now. Add your name to this petition. I go online to aclj.org. That's the best way. aclj.org. You can sign your name to the petition. You can send it to your friends and family. I'll make sure we tweet that out from my account right now, from my dad's account right now. Let's get that. Make sure we get the page up so people know exactly where to go to sign the petition at aclj.org. And after the broadcast today, it'll be right on the front of the homepage, along with a blog written by Wes, kind of explaining again the whole story for you. I just want to make sure, you know, because there's pieces about why is this significant? Why are we concerned about this this small museum on an Air Force base in Alabama and this one chaplain's flag? Well, it's the bigger picture. I want to, we'll take phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. You know, we've had Mikey Weinstein on this broadcast before. This is who we are fighting here, folks. Take a listen. He goes into back and forth with my dad. We says we're going a little old school today on the show. We are Byte 17.
But when you made the statement about, are you saying members of the military want to take their sabers and cut the heads off of people that disagree? I'm saying, no, we don't do that in this instance, but we're fighting something that's even worse than the Taliban because...
Wait a minute. Okay, so now they're worse than... we're going to quote you on this. Mikey Weinstein is saying some Christians in the military are worse than the Taliban.
Fundamentalist, dominionist Christians have far more capability to be worse to mankind than the Taliban because of the access to weapons.
Again, folks, understand this is who we're fighting here. This is who sent the letter, which I'm holding, which I think we'll have linked up. We'll link it up today in the blog so you can see what the Military Religious Freedom Foundation sent. Because, Logan, that is, again, that our military has more capability to be worse to mankind than the Taliban.
Yeah.
Is what, but you know what? I just want to explain to people. He's had success in getting the military, not in court, but he's had success in getting these military commanders. We know this from just being on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. He's not a...
To do what he
right.
wants.
He hasn't lost every time, most of the time, but he hasn't lost every time because a lot of people just bow down to what they hear and what they think. You know, in some ways, opposite. A lot of times we can just send a letter and they realize, oh, we don't have to do this. But in this situation, we're doubling down because it's absolutely ridiculous. You've seen the photo, if you've been watching on social media, of what you're talking about. Something you wouldn't even, like a Red Cross flag, essentially, like, but blue. You would not even second guess it.
He's going around the country. He's always targeting the Air Force. He wants religion out of the military, specifically Christianity, as you hear in his comments. Yep. Sign the petition at aclj.org. We want to send 200,000 plus names to that commander in that Air Force base, 200,000 plus names.
That's right. If you're watching on social media, it's pinned. It's actually the first comment that you see right now on Facebook. It is the petition where you can sign to defend the chaplain.
And we have a matching challenge right now at aclj.org. Support our work so we can keep doing it. aclj.org.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Once again, faith in the military under attack by Mikey Weinstein and the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, which is really the military anti-religious freedom foundation. I mean, they don't want religious freedom. They want no religion in the U.S. military. And they target kind of obscure things sometimes. So here it's a museum on an Air Force base. It's a museum specifically on enlisted men and women during the Korean War. So not officers, enlisted folks. So there's one display he doesn't like. It's of a chaplain's assistant. It has his uniform. It's about a specific chaplain and his story. And in that display, they include the similar flag. They have his actual uniform, and they have the similar flag to the chaplain flag that he would have had with him serving in Korea. And again, that flag, even Mike said, well, it's not the exact flag. Well, it's a replica of the exact flag he had. And you see that in museums all the time. The actual relics next to representations of what else would have been around it. So he writes in his letter to the Air Force Base commander that the Military Religious Freedom Foundation believes that this exhibit is nothing more than a pretextual attempt to proselytize the Christian faith to the exclusion of any and all other faiths or no faith traditions, and request that you order an immediate formal investigation into this bizarre and most troubling matter. That particular, quote, Christian flag, an indoor flag, did not sit out and expose in North Korea. And then he goes on to say, with its, quote, Christian cross, if this story cannot be verified, it must be officially endorsing religion and flagrant violation of the Establishment Clause. He wants people to be punished. I mean, he wants an investigation, and then he wants people to be punished for this. Logan, I want to go right to the phones at 1-800-684-3110.
Yes, as we go to the phones, you can give us a call, as Jordan said. And let's go to it. Let's go to Scott, who is a retired person in the military in Ohio, online too. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate everything you guys do. It's awesome. You guys are leading the front against all this stuff tearing our country apart. I served 21 years in the Army. I was with the 82nd Airborne Division. I've been all over the world. Soldiers want prayer. They want chaplains. We want God in the military. So please don't let these people take it away.
Well, Scott, that's what we're doing here. That's why we haven't done a petition like this in a while, but I think that we've launched it on air as well because of people just like you, Scott, where prayer was so important during your many years of service. We have a retired chaplain here with us as part of our staff at the ACLJ, retired Colonel Wes Smith, who is sitting right next to us here in the studio. Wes, what the chaplain does, as you could hear in Scott's voice, mm-hmm. and these are hardened veterans of our, served our country, is very important. I mean, you could hear him getting emotional about these attacks. So that's why right. It's personal. That's why people have got to respond. They sign the petition at aclj.org because you can't let these attacks on the chaplain's corps and on religious liberty in the military go unanswered.
Right. And ironically, Jordan, the purpose for a chaplain, that chaplains do many things. They do counseling and they help with morale and soldier welfare. They also conduct religious services according to whatever tradition they come from. But chaplains are actually, there was a court case back in the 1970s where a group was trying to get the government to abolish the military chaplain corps. And when the federal courts came around and decided in favor of the chaplain corps, they said that because people are in the military are ordered to serve all over the world where there are not churches or mosques or temples or whatever, that the only way that the military can guarantee the free exercise of religion is to have chaplains assigned to units. And so the constitutional justification for military chaplains is not religion. It is to have a staff officer who guarantees that no one's religious rights are trampled on. That's the purpose of a chaplain. It's ironic that Mikey Weinstein claims that that is his mission, to make sure that no one is beaten over the head with religion or their religious rights trampled on. And yet, in fact, that is the very purpose of the chaplain corps. And the chaplains are important. This is ancient history, but when I first went in the Army, we still had the Soviet Union as our major threat. And I can remember in one of my courses studying Soviet battle doctrine, that in Soviet battle doctrine at the time, this is in during the Cold War, that they suggested that if you were attacking a tactical ground unit, that the two people you should try to take out first with your snipers or whatever is the commander and the chaplain. Because if you eliminated the commander and the chaplain, it would totally demoralize the rest of the soldiers. Whether or not that's true, it was important enough in the Soviet Union for them to particularly target military chaplains. So they serve a vital role. But again, they're there to guarantee the free exercise of religion. Had this chaplain assistant, Mike Strang and his chaplain, had they been Jewish, then there would have been a Jewish chaplain flag in that display. Had they been Muslim, we didn't have Muslim chaplains during the Korean War, there would be a blue flag with a crescent on it. But the fact is, historically, Chaplain Bladesdell and Sergeant Strang were both Christians, and they had a flag just like this flying outside of their tent. They have smaller versions that they put on their Jeeps. And so it's a matter of history. It's not a matter of promoting religion, as Mikey says.
And this is what this group wants to do to whoever was responsible for this museum exhibit. Now, this would be a member of our armed forces, a volunteer member of our Air Force. This is quoting, quote, "Whoever is responsible for this overt violation of both research and educational standards, as well as a clear desecration of the Establishment Clause's principles." I mean, that doesn't even legally, I mean, desecration of the Establishment Clause principles, to include those of also the Air Force regulations, listen to this, needs to be immediately held accountable and punished accordingly. So not just remove the flag, the chaplain flag, but punish whoever is responsible for putting it in a display about a specific chaplain's assistant and what they did during the Korean War, a story which is known by chaplains throughout the branches of the military, right, Wes? It's not just a story known amongst Air Force chaplains. It's a story known amongst all chaplains in the U.S. military.
Right, right, yeah.
And he wants them, this person who did this, to be punished, so court-martialed, I guess, for so a mark on their career for including the chaplain flag that this chaplain's assistant would have been utilizing in an larger exhibit about the Korean War and enlisted people. The one place they use a chaplain, I guess you've got to remove any religious symbolism whatsoever, or Mikey wants people punished.
Right, which would be rewriting history. The fact is, historically, Staff Sergeant Strang and his chaplain were both Christians, and they flew that flag. And they ministered as a unit ministry team, as it's called. And so, yeah, what Mikey is wanting to happen is for history to be cleansed in order to fit his particular agenda.
All right, folks, this is the first half hour of the broadcast is almost done. We've got a second half hour coming up. We're going to get into the North Korea launch, the ICBM. We've got Congressman Steve Russell from the Armed Services Committee will be joining us. Wes Smith will stay with us. We'll continue to take your phone calls about this attack on military faith in our U.S. military. Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, will be joining us as well to discuss all of this. Let me encourage you to do two things. One, sign the petition. We want 200,000 plus names going with as an amendment to our letter that we've already sent to the commander of this Air Force base. 200,000 plus Americans who stand up for this chaplain's flag in this display. So go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now. Second, we have a matching challenge right now. We're almost at the end of the month and the matching challenge will be over. Whatever you can donate to the ACLJ, your financial contribution is doubled. $20 becomes $40, $50 becomes $100. It's very important so that ACLJ can do all of this work. Go to ACLJ.org, make that donation right now.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We have been talking about this assault on religious liberty in the armed forces. And folks, this is why the ACLJ and this broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live, is unique. Yes, we discuss news that is breaking throughout the world, and we are going to be discussing what North Korea has launched with this ICBM. We're bringing on live Congressman Steve Russell, who is a congressman who served 20-plus years in the U.S. military and serves now on the House Armed Services Committee. He'll be joining us in the last segment of the broadcast today in just a few minutes away. But we're also talking about this assault on religious liberty happening at a military base, Air Force base, in Alabama. It's from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. They sent this letter, take down this chaplain display and this chaplain flag because it has a cross and it violates the Establishment Clause. And it is used to, quote, illegally promote the dominance, exceptionalism, and superiority of Christianity, the very thing that the Establishment Clause incontrovertibly prohibit. That is from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. We have sent a letter correcting with the facts to the Major General who oversees the base at the Maxwell Gunter Air Force Base in Alabama. We've already sent the letter today, but we want to add 200,000-plus names of American people who agree with us. You can do that by signing the petition online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And second, I want to go get an update quickly for you from Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. on an issue that we discussed a lot the last couple days on the show, and that is the tax reform issue. Than, I know that we're launching this new petition campaign, but we've got all the staff all around the country and the world, and you're monitoring, again, what is happening on the tax issue. Tell everybody what's happening in the U.S. Senate right now.
Yeah, actually, significant momentum for that tax bill, Jordan. Yesterday, the Senate Budget Committee approved the bill and sent it to the floor of the Senate. We weren't sure if that was going to happen because both Ron Johnson and Bob Corker, two of the Republican senators who had concerns about the bill, sit on that committee. So either one of them could have stopped it. Jordan, they both voted for the bill. So the bill is now on the floor of the United States Senate. And I literally just spoke with a high-level senior a leadership staffer shortly before coming on air. They said that the vote on what is called the motion to proceed, which is one of the two big votes that will have to take place on this bill, that could happen as early this afternoon, Jordan. So you need 50 votes to begin debate on the bill. Then if it passes, if you get 50 votes, you have 20 hours of debate. And then what they call Votorama, which is a series of vote on amendments. Any senator of either side can offer any amendment to the bill. After that happens, you would move to final passage. So long story short, Jordan, it's out of committee. It's on the floor. Could have a major vote this afternoon. And then ultimately, final passage could be as early as tomorrow.
We'll be following it closely. Folks, this just, I think, it just kind of for all of you listening right now, on your radio station, through SiriusXM, maybe you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, the breadth of the work and the depth of the work of the American Center for Law and Justice just here in the United States. You know, we've got Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs up in D.C. We've got Wes Smith joining me in the studio now, a retired colonel and a chaplain in the U.S. Army who's our military analyst, the ACLJ. Our team of attorneys put together overnight this letter to the Air Force Base commander about in response to this demand to have the chaplain flag removed from this display. We're able to put together a petition in 24 hours that you can sign that we can add up to 200, you know, we can have 200,000 plus people on, and we can do all this because you financially support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. So yes, I encourage you, it's free. And let me tell you, very important to go online to aclj.org and sign the petition right now to protect this display, this specific display, because it has ramifications for all others. You know, what the military and the Air Force does here will then impact what happens on other bases and how other faith and faith displays are treated. So it's very important. Sign that petition. Doesn't cost you a thing, and it really does help at ACLJ.org. Let's send 200,000 plus Americans' names down there. But second, we are getting towards the end of the month. That means our matching challenge is coming to an end, where whatever you're able to financially donate to the American Center for Law and Justice so that we can do all the work we just discussed in 24 hours is online at ACLJ.org. You click matching challenge. Whatever you donate is doubled for the ACLJ. So $20 becomes $40, $40 becomes $80, $50 becomes $100. You get it, folks. Make that donation now at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. In the next segment of the broadcast, Congressman Steve Russell from Oklahoma, who serves on the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives, will be joining us live for reaction to what North Korea has done with this intercontinental ballistic missile launch that happened yesterday afternoon in the United States, which, again, specifically timing-wise, was about like 3 in the morning in North Korea, but was really kind of a message to the world and the West, because they knew everybody would be awake. Everybody, all the news would report it. Would not be news we'd wake up to of, you know, in the morning, but it would be news that would be happening throughout the evening. So we will be talking to Congressman Russell live about that in the next segment of the broadcast. But right now, we've got a lot of phone calls coming in about this attack on military chaplains and the chaplain's flag from the Mikey Weinstein in the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Logan, let's get to those calls.
Let's do it. Let's start. Those have been to hold the longest. Ryan in Kalamazoo on line 4. You're on the air.
Yes, I say fight them. The idea that our country was ever absent from Christianity is the great and blind deception.
Well, I mean, listen, I think that this is, again, the idea of, if you want to, again, I think you're trying to be a nasty call. I'm not really sure. But I think, again, what we're about here is protecting people's right if they so choose. That's why the flag is important, Wes. Mm-hmm. You have the flag because it says, here's the chaplain if you want to go to the chaplain. Here's what faith group they represent. If you don't want to go to that chaplain, we've made it clear, here they are. So if you don't want to go there, you don't have to.
Exactly. Yeah. No one has to consult a chaplain. And yet what I discovered in my 26 years as an Army chaplain is that people come to the chaplain for a lot of reasons, and most of them have nothing to do with religion. It's personal counseling, it's marriage issues, it's personal relationship issues, it's depression, it's whatever, it's career issues. And so the chaplain is there for everyone. They provide religious instruction and counseling as requested and for those who want it, but that is not forced on anyone.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Gerald, who's calling on line 1 in Huntsville, Texas. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Gerald in Huntsville, Texas.
Yep.
I've been hearing this for a long time, this debate about the so-called establishment cause. They love to say that, you know, government shall not establish religion, but they conveniently forget about the second half of that that says, nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. So they're wanting government to do what the Constitution says government can't do. They can't prohibit the free exercise of religion. And also, this is about our military, and they're going to want to destroy the paintings of the earliest paintings of the United States military, which is of General Washington praying at Valley Forge.
Well, listen, I mean, this is the ultimate goal, Wes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Than knows this as well, of groups like Military Religious Freedom Foundation, is they ignore the court cases that have said, listen, you go through government, you go through museums that were paid for by taxpayer dollars, mm-hmm. religion is everywhere. Are you going to start taking down all art because of the religious nature
right.
of the art? And many times throughout Western society and the Western world, most of that art is going to happen to be Christian. And most of our history in the United States is going to happen to be Judeo-Christian. Yes, there were members, you know, and Jewish members of the armed forces. I'm sure there were atheists even going back to the times of the Civil War, but in the Revolutionary War. But that being said, we were predominantly a Christian nation, and because of that, a lot of those, the artwork, the majority of the chaplains are going to represent that faith to serve those members of the military.
Right, right. Yeah, a chaplain never has to hide his or her faith. They are not allowed to proselytize, which Mikey Weinstein always accuses us of that. We're not allowed to proselytize, but we do represent our own faith, but we're there for every soldier. I think it's a little ironic, too. Mikey Weinstein and the MRFF, they want to destroy all images and vestiges of religion in the military, and yet they claim that Christians in the military are like the Taliban. And yet, if you recall, it's the Taliban in Afghanistan and other places that are going around destroying religious artifacts and items, so that in reality, you know, he's more in tune with what the Taliban is doing than he is with what the military chaplain corps is doing. And he's really, really off the mark. And this is an attack, I believe, not only on military chaplaincy, but if you've ever served in the military, this is an attack on the military itself.
Remember, we've got a petition going now, folks. We want 200,000 plus names on this. Go to aclj.org right now and sign that petition. Logan, let's go back to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones. Let's go to Ann in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hi there. I support the ACLJ. Love what you guys do. I'm an Air Force brat. My dad was a brigadier general and now in heaven, and he was horrified even when he passed away in 2009, you know, about what was going on. But what I'd like to know is, what gives Mikey Weinstein the authority to do what he's doing, and why was he even appointed to this position? It's just, it's insanity.
Listen, I mean, this is his organization.
Right.
He's a veteran, and we appreciate his service. He has other family members who have served. He can have this viewpoint. He can have his, you know, nonprofit organization. But unfortunately, what we've seen, Than, is that he has way too much influence for a one-man shop, basically, that writes these kind of really crazy, inciting letters, and then still sometimes gets what he wants. It's why we monitor what he does so closely, because it's not getting picked up in most mainstream news because it's so off the wall. But then the military ends up doing what they say just to not deal with Mikey.
Yeah, that's right. He has his right to his own views, but he doesn't have his right to his own set of facts. And that's why we exist, to make sure that we set him straight. Look, one of the conversations you've had with Logan and Wes, and I firmly agree with this, so we've seen it time and time again, is that the only time he wins, or at least most of the time he wins, is when people don't stand up and fight back. But Jordan, there have been a few select cases, and you're aware of these, where there have been rulings against either the National Day of Prayer or a display like this or a monument that he might think has a religious undertone. Jordan, that's why we go to the work of outlining in this letter to the Air Force Base the legal grounds on which they stand, because if it does get to an unfriendly judge, we want to have laid the legal groundwork in order to defend the Air Force Base for that display. So you have to engage. You can't ignore them. You've got to give the authority. But Jordan, you've also got to lay the groundwork. As much as the temptation might be to say these are frivolous claims, you can't ignore them. You have to do the work to make sure that these heroes that Wes is describing are adequately protected.
All right, Logan, let's try to grab another call.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to John in Washington on line 5.
Hey, John.
God bless you for all the work you're doing, and I appreciate the base commander in Alabama that wants to stand for religious freedom, which is what he's doing, and he has every right to do that. So thanks for him, and thanks for you all.
Well, John, we appreciate it, and as Wes said, I want to just underscore, the military is looking for this kind of backing. They need the legal memo from the ACLJ, which just cuts down every one of Mikey's arguments. We take him seriously, and we take him apart, and we say, here's where he is wrong on this, here's where he's wrong on this, here's the court case, here's the actual statute, here's the federal law, here's the Supreme Court decision, here are the citations for it. Instead of his nasty gram, look at what we've put together, then it's easy to decide what to do in this matter. But you've got to be able to provide that legal analysis. You've got to be able to respond. And you've got to have the team to do it. And that's why we are able to do that, the ACLJ, because of your support, your financial contributions especially, and because you signed those petitions. We've got one now for this at ACLJ.org. But we also have a matching challenge right now. Whatever you're able to donate to the ACLJ is doubled. We're coming towards the end of the month. It's an important time. It's how we do all this work. Make that donation now. Double the impact of your donation at ACLJ.org. Back to the phones we got.
Let's go, Noelle, in Ohio on line 6.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm a little nervous, shaking. I don't feel worthy to be speaking on your wonderful program here.
Oh, you're worthy to be on, Noelle. Thank you for calling.
I commend you, gentlemen, for the work that you do. And I feel very fortunate that I had this program tuned on while I drove my young son to college, and he was able to listen to this as well. And I commend you for what you're doing. Grateful I've heard the program. Isn't it ironic that the very freedoms that this Mikey Weinstein has are there in place because of people who have fought for these freedoms that this person has and died for them as well. And his platform is frankly full of termites, and if we don't stand up, we stand for nothing.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Noelle. I mean, I agree 100% with what you're saying. I mean, the idea, again, it is kind of just revolting that we have our men and women who voluntarily serve our country to defend our rights, like our First Amendment right to religious freedom and the free exercise of religion. And then you have a group calling itself the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. I mean, so misleading just from its name, coming after a chaplain's flag at a museum.
Yeah, I just want to clarify also, he's not actively in the military, people have said.
No.
are confused with the name and the title and everything you call it. This is not a officially sanctioned United States. There's not an official military freedom from religion.
And there's no attack on his service. He can have these views and still have had great service to our country. That doesn't make, though, just because he's a veteran, does not make him right. And I think we can all agree on that. There's plenty of veterans you may disagree with, plenty that you do agree with. We come back from the break. We're going to get into North Korea specifically with Congressman Steve Russell. He's going to be joining us live. The congressman is from Oklahoma, but he serves on the House Armed Services Committee and spent 21 years in the U.S. Army. He's going to be joining us to break down and give analysis of what North Korea has done with this ICBM launch. So we're going to be getting into that as well, live on the broadcast. We want you to stay with us, share on Facebook and Periscope, share the broadcast with your friends and family. Keep listening to radio or Sirius XM. And folks, right now, support the work of the ACLJ. Again, our matching challenge coming to a close the end of this month. ACLJ.org, double the impact of your donation.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation. and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Folks, we are focusing now on what's happened in North Korea. It happened in the afternoon in the United States, in the early hours in North Korea, about 3 a.m. in North Korea. And that was a launch of their longest range so far, what appears to be intercontinental ballistic missile. The North Koreans now saying they can hit anywhere in the world. That includes anywhere in the United States. And we're honored to be joined by Congressman Steve Russell. He represents Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. He also serves on the House Armed Services Committee, so certainly an expert in this, and has a 21-year career in the U.S. Army. He was in Operation Iraqi Freedom in Kosovo, in Kuwait, in Afghanistan, led the 1st Battalion, the 22nd Infantry, and conducted the combat in Tikrit, Iraq. His unit even played a key role in the capture of Saddam Hussein. He wrote a book about it. We got him, A Memoir of the Hunt and Capture of Saddam Hussein. So we are honored to have Congressman Russell joining us right now on the broadcast. And Congressman Russell, thank you for joining us. And just initially, your reaction to what North Korea has done with yet another missile launch, this time it seems with a much more serious technology.
Well, amen.
Looks like we're a little connection trouble with the congressman. Let's reconnect with the congressman in a second. And again, I want to take James' call very quickly. Holding on line three. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, guys. How are we all today?
Good.
In regards to both comments, first with the museum in Maxwell, I was actually there. I'm on active duty, and I've served 16 years, and I was actually there a little over a year ago and saw the museum. And it's an amazing thing to see. If you haven't ever seen it, you need to go see it. It's a great tribute to the enlisted force, and that's what it's there for. And Mikey going toward the exhibit with the Christian flag, that's a personal attack on his part, because in one of the classes I was in there, I had one of the three Jewish priests there in the Air Force. He was actually my bunkmate, and we talked a lot about religion. Even though he was Jewish, he helped me with my Christian walk.
Well, James, that's why we're fighting to save it, and I appreciate your service to our country. We have Congressman Russell back on. I think we got a better connection now. So, Congressman Russell, again, you serve on the House Armed Services Committee. Your reaction to what North Korea has done with this missile launch?
I would say that if I were to tell Kim Jong-un one thing, it would be this. He is one miscalculation away from his personal death and the destruction of his country.
And do you believe, Congressman, again, you've got a 21-year career in the U.S. Army. You were deployed to, again, I just want to set this up for people saying, understand, to Kosovo, Kuwait, Afghanistan, Iraq. During Operation Iraqi Freedom, you commanded the 1st Battalion of the 22nd Infantry into Tikrit and played a key role in the capture of Saddam Hussein. Do you believe the U.S. military is committed to doing exactly what you said? And when you say it's, you know, one strike away, I mean, is it an actual nuclear strike? Is it something going wrong with a missile like this that could still do serious damage? I mean, where do we have to draw the line with North Korea? I mean, it feels like it's already been crossed.
Well, it clearly has. You have the international community. North Korea has made assurances and promises on nuclear nonproliferation. You know, they've signed treaties. They've done all kinds of things. And so there's a whole laundry list of illegal violations that they've done. There's nobody in that neighborhood that favors their position, to include China. China has acted very responsibly of late to assist in this, to go after their economy, to go after their trade, to go after diplomatic, military pressure, whatever it takes, because they know that Kim Jong-un is a liability. But here's the danger of dictators. In my limited experience with them, they follow a trend. They're highly intelligent. They're not crazy. But they're very bold, and they surprise people. So they seize power. They consolidate it by eliminating opponents. And then they surround themselves with yes men who want to stay alive. And then they continue to make moves on advice that says, oh, what a great idea. We think you should do that. But at some point, they cross the line and they miscalculate, and it creates the destruction of their own country, suffering of their neighbors, and the death of that dictator. You can go through history and see that pattern over and over and over again. Kim Jong-un is one miscalculation away from his death and destruction.
Than Bennett is our Director of Government Affairs. And Than, I believe you also got a question for the congressman.
Yeah, Congressman Russell, first of all, just want to say thank you for your leadership on these issues. I wanted to ask you about the role that the committee plays in this decision. We know that the commander-in-chief has a wide latitude when it comes to responding to a threat like this, and we've seen him already reach out to China and other international leaders and issue a very clear statement to the North Koreans. But what role does the House Armed Services Committee play in gathering information, assessing the threat, and then communicating with the commander-in-chief? Can you help our listeners understand that specific role and how you relate and interact with the commander-in-chief?
You bet. Part of our responsibility, and of course in something like this, it's usually in classified settings, where we look at the assessment of, okay, where are we at? What capacity do we have? What is needed? How can Congress, in the government's role, there's a lot of things government shouldn't be involved with, but the first and foremost one is defense of the republic. We have to do that. So we gather from military leaders in these hearings what it is that they need and what their current activity level is, and, to see, are we ready? Are they resourced? All of those things. And, that's our role. We have to make sure that the military is provided what it needs to defend the republic.
Congressman Russell, you served. You spent 21 years in the U.S. Army. You've been deployed. You faced combat situations. We know that any kind of armed conflict with North Korea is the last resort. I don't want to put words into anyone's mouth, and I know that those who serve, they always say the military option should be the last option. But do you see any other means of? Is it through Russia? Is it through China? And these other countries of neutralizing this threat to the not just to the world or the region, but now possibly to the United States of America without using U.S. military force?
We want to employ every instrument of national power that we have, diplomatic, informational, intelligence, economic, whatever it takes, and leverage all of our allies and trading partners, neutrals. It doesn't matter. This is a collective problem. Just look at the countries in the region, China, Japan, South Korea. If every country I just named is an economic powerhouse. So, you're going to have the G8, half of the world's economies involved just right off the bat. That's not good. That will disrupt the entire world. So this is not just some spat with a miscalculating evil dictator. This is this will be the world's problems should he not be stopped. But we want to leverage everything. But while we're leveraging everything, we have to be prepared for the worst. Now, the United States, in true form and fashion, we are going to telegraph. We're going to say, hey, we're your best friend if you show responsibility. But if not, we are warning you. In our culture, unlike many cultures, warnings are bluff to try to posture from a position of weakness. That's never been the case of the United States. We don't. We posture from a position of certainty. And this is something that Kim Jong-un needs to understand.
Congressman Russell, we have so appreciated having you on live today, and we know we're going to need you on the broadcast in the future. Congressman Steve
We'd
Russell from
to.
Oklahoma and serves on the House Armed Services Committee, a long time, a veteran, 21 years in the military. Congressman Russell, thank you so much for being with us today.
So welcome.
Folks, again, sign that petition to protect that chaplain's flag in Alabama. You heard from that service member how important it is. ACLJ.org to sign the petition. That's ACLJ.org. And be part of our matching challenge online as well. ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.